This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Well, to go through the top 10 stories, and if we have time, the people list as well, put together, prepared for all of us, and posted at talkers.com. The stories from what research they've been able to do, listening to the programs, talking to the hosts, and visiting websites, the station websites, that sort of thing. So let's get at it. Jennifer Horan and Victoria Keelan, number 10, the climate change discussion. The environment, I guess there was a spill in Russia. Was it off the coast of Russia? And, normally it would have gotten tons of attention, but because we don't seem to have time for much of anything except George Floyd and what's going on with the COVID-19, very little is getting discussed. So what do we know about it? Anybody know anything more about it?
20,000 tons of oil leaked into a river from a power plant. It's the region within the Arctic Circle. It's as far north of Russia as you can get, pretty much. Mm-hmm. So Russia declared a state of emergency, actually, over it. So
they're cleaning it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So
I guess oil powers the power plant. I'm not sure the connection there, but
yeah, there's a lot of oil fired. If you go up and down the coast of California on any given day, you'll see dozens and dozens of ships. I used to marvel at it. I didn't even know what they were doing off the coast of Santa Monica when
I first lived
there. No, it's not drilling. Well, there is offshore drilling, you're right. But there also are tankers. The Manhattan Beach Power Plant always has, there's a line that's about a mile out into the ocean, and the tankers hook up to that bunker, and that's, they feed from the ships, the crude oil that fires the power plant. And so, and you can see any day, you can see a couple of ships out there because there's a constant flow of oil into the tanks to feed that power plant, which feeds much of that inland area there, or the shore area. So there we go. That, you've just learned something, I hope. Number 9 on our story list, what's going on in social media? I think the focus is on their curtailment. The focus is probably on two different things. On what Zuckerberg said he wasn't going to do at Facebook, and what Twitter has done to curb some of the things. Mostly, I think the focus has been on Trump, hasn't it?
No, it's been on a lot of different things.
They have Twitter. It's been on Trump. Yeah. I think they marked him as they marked his posts or some of them.
The ones that they chose, the ballots, right?
Yeah, the one that they chose was about ballot harvesting and voter fraud. And the president was actually 100% right about this. But Twitter, because it is political, and there's a person, literally a guy, who is in charge of integrity at Twitter, decided to mark this one as
fake news. What is integrity? This guy decides?
I can't remember the guy's name, but there is one guy who at Twitter has the job of, I guess, managing these high-profile tweets. And the guy is a known Democrat activist. He has talked about, I mean, his tweets on his own personal Twitter account are not necessarily kind to the president. So there were two tweets that they marked. One of them was about voter fraud in California. It stemmed from Gavin Newsom's executive order that would send a ballot to everybody on the voter rolls. And Trump tweeted about it, and they marked that one at Twitter, which caused a debate about whether or not the social media companies should be getting involved in the game of marking people as fake news, essentially. If Facebook's decided not to, Twitter has said that they'll continue to do that.
Hmm. All right.
Well, they didn't take his tweet down. What they did is they added a message that says that said there have been, and I'm paraphrasing, but something about numerous studies have shown that ballot fraud is not voter fraud through ballots is not a thing or whatever. Which
if I were in charge of integrity, I would actually hit that one.
That's your another case here in
Massachusetts. I know that that's an opinion thing, but there are a lot of studies that have been done numerous times by Congress and the Senate, and they have not found any. Trump loves to talk about widespread voter fraud because obviously that speaks to his base.
I would tell you there's widespread voter fraud in Massachusetts. I don't know about any other states.
And in California, absolutely.
Yeah. So that whatever the other information is, I have firsthand info on Mass. And Jennifer has, and I know, excuse me, I defrauded them myself once just to see if I could do it, and did. So it's...
You just admit felony. Okay.
Yeah, well, but this is a long time ago. Mm-hmm. Okay. Number eight.
Just for the program.
Yeah,
right.
Well, I was doing research. Number eight. Psychology, relationships, the impact of the COVID disaster. It really is on people in their jobs, people in their relationships, their families, friends, all kinds of stuff. Have either of the two of you had any relationship that was either enhanced or somewhat destroyed by the COVID? Well, what's happened?
No,
I know that you
destroyed.
Spent,
no.
Yeah, you've had a lot of time on. You've used the Facebook and FaceTime and other means to get together with your friends every week, right, Victoria?
Yeah, and especially our single friends, because it's been really hard on them. So we check in every week with some of our single friends just to make sure everybody, you know, they're still interacting.
Hold on a second. Wait a minute. Am I not your friend?
Yeah, I talk to you for 3 hours every day.
Oh, okay.
My other friends only get, like, 20 minutes. So, yeah, we check in on you all the time.
Okay. That's
but no, I think, you know, it's a lot of, we know in certain areas, a lot of divorces have been filed. It's not all that easy, all the togetherness. I know I have friends with young kids who they work from home full time and they have to do homeschooling. And that's just been, oh, I get agita just hearing them talk about it. So I can't imagine how stressful that must be. But no, I haven't lost any relationships. If anything, they've been made stronger.
Yeah. What about you,
yeah,
Jen?
I think so too. Yeah, yeah. I think you have to commit more to having that contact and staying in touch. I think that I'm really lucky in my life where I have a group of friends where if we don't, we're text messaging a lot more, but if we don't talk, we still can pick up where we left off. And so that's really good because everybody's obviously really busy with new schedules and kids and all of that. I actually do sometimes, but then you respond with like one word answers. So then that's kind of, you know, boo. I'll text you today. How about that?
All right.
He uses his iPhone for texting.
I like to talk to people. I like to hear their voice. I like to get what's really going on. There's no emotion looking at a flat screen. Thank you.
I love the app that was invented to give people their own space for the people who are going nuts, like those husbands and wives or the mothers who are overwhelmed, and they get an hour's worth of peace at their neighbor's house. I think that's a great idea. The Globe app.
Really? I have to look into that. All right, here's something. Speaking of the entire family, here's a product that's good for the entire family. Those of you who are on a weight loss kick, the folks at Calitrin, through their website, toploss.com, has extended a couple of different things that will help you. The Early Bird Summer Special is on right now. Basically, it's a BOGO sale. Buy one, get one free. Or let's say you buy three, get three free. Or any number over that, it'll be duplicated. You can have some for your family, your friends. It's safe for everybody. A weight loss formula that has no stimulants, has no drugs. All it does is work. Pretty amazing, huh? The science behind it is solid. Scientists, matter of fact, put the formula together, doctors and nurses. The success rate is 86%, very consistent. All the info that's there at their website, toploss.com, with real people talking about their real situations of really losing weight. It's believable. And right now, you can get in on the deal. The BOGO deal is starting with, you know, summertime's just around the corner. Hello, hello. And if you use the DJV code, you don't have to pay any shipping, too. So buy one, get one free, or buy three, get one, get three free. And as I said, it's safe for the entire family. So if you all need to go on a diet, this is the way to do it. Go on the diet and also take Calitrin every night before you go to bed. Bingo, bango, you're going to be all set. It's very good support for any weight loss program that you're on. It works on its own. Calitrin is the product. Toploss.com is the website. The discount code is DJV.
What's more important, how you look or how you feel? Well, with Calitrin, you don't have to choose. Calitrin has been proven safe and effective for weight loss and energy for over 20 years. It not only helps you look better, but it's actually good for you, so you feel better, too.
My name is Ann from North Carolina. I am in love with Calitrin. I have lost multiple inches and about 20 pounds in a little over 2 months.
This is Mike from California. I take Calitrin, and I feel great. I have a lot of energy, and it's been fantastic.
I started using Calitrin 2 months ago, and I just love it. I had to go buy all new pants. I had started not fitting. Everything was too big. People ask me what I'm doing, and I always tell them I'm doing Calitrin. So I just really, really feel this is a wonderful product for people to try.
See, it's not just another diet product. It's Calitrin. For more information, visit toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Since we've been spending more time at home, MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. But they still want to help you get the best sleep of your life. And maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, and Giza Pillowcases, plus Bolster Pillows, Neck Pillows, and more. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. That's promo code DJV. Refresh your linen closet with MyPillow, MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Land ho! hey, seriously, land ho, guys. Guys, land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Right there!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with Sign and Glide on-water towing. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
I gotta say, this land ho thing, not very effective.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Sign and Glide coverage is subject to policy terms.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so here's the story. We have a technical problem that we're dealing with, and so you may hear some of the old and you may hear some of the new. That's the way the weird world of the internet and of modern communication and things. And I can't tell you any more about it because I don't really understand what the problem is. I just know that we have a communication and a connection problem. So as we go through the stories that are on the countdown, and you're going to hear all kinds of other noise here and there. God knows where it's coming from. And so we're going to do the best we can to get all of this stuff done. But pretty much everybody in the country that is dependent on the same kind of technology that we use here on the countdown and use on the other programs that I produce and that are produced at Radio America and other places like Westwood One, iHeart, they'll have the same problem. So we'll just have to work our way through it, do the best we can. There are geniuses working to fix the problem, and so we'll do as we can. As we approach 21 minutes past the hour here on the DJV, it's the DJ version of the countdown show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Overview, the review of the hot hits in talk radio for the week of June 8th to the 12th. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan here, looking at the list that's prepared by Talkers Magazine. Number 10 is a focus on immigration. I don't know who's been talking about immigration. I haven't heard anybody talk about immigration this week. No. Communication technology. Have you? I haven't heard it.
I have not. No.
I think the only things that we've heard this week, frankly, is the same stuff from last week, the business with COVID, but also more focus on Black Lives Matter, that movement, maybe the fact that police are going to be defunded in various markets around the country. The economy is a focus, but I think that in terms of what is real, Victoria, the activity in Washington, for example, the Armed Services Committee passing a defense bill amendment that would curb the use of military force against protesters. I thought that was part of the Constitution, that you couldn't use military force against protesters. So how is this?
I thought that was like in the Bill of Rights. So I'm not sure why they needed to do that. I know Senator Tim Kaine from Virginia. He had an interesting quote. He said, I never thought I'd see the day that I even had to propose and vote on this type of legislation. But here we are. It's 2020. Yeah. What else could go wrong?
Well, everything goes. Yeah, I guess we can look at the world and be happy that we're all that we have our families and we have our health. But there is so much, you know, the protests. The world seems to be coming apart at the seams. And one of the things that you and I talk about with regard to this, I mean, even listen to the technology of what we're doing and how we're doing the program is impacted by some kind of hacks. And there's an international hack that seems to be in the way of us being able to do the program. And it's affecting everybody who do these sorts of programs from remote locations. So, when you get right down to brass tacks, everything is being affected. How much of it is being affected by the Chinese problem we have, the Russians, who knows who else, North Koreans. I don't think the Iranians are capable much of hacking stuff. But when you get right down to brass tacks, the world also, whether the average person wants to admit it or not, is being impacted by the astrology of the stars, the the business, when people say, oh, you're crazy, I don't think I'm crazy at all. And you and I have the same sort of spiritual, if that's what it is, outlook on things, and understanding that the alignment of the stars and how many of the stars are in retrograde, and things that are just that happen many times in the conversation. Even the average person who doesn't necessarily follow this knows what it means when Mercury goes retrograde. Well, there are five or six planets at the moment, according to astrologers, that are in retrograde, and this hasn't happened since the American Revolution. That is, the stars have not been in this formation since we went to extract ourselves from Britain. And we all know what kind of turmoil that was. And the last time the configuration was the same as it is now, prior to 1774, 5, and 6, is when the Roman Empire fell apart, and that was 1,000 years before that. It really is. It sounds crazy, but how else do you explain all of these things happening at the same time? Look at the problems that we have, the ongoing problems of the economy, and that's been affected by, of course, the COVID, and that was started by the Chinese, and now there are people who think that the Chinese are behind a lot of the disturbances that have popped up since the death of George Floyd. And he's not, you know, that's another discussion, which maybe we have in the next half hour, why it is that he's the poster boy of this at the moment, when in fact there are plenty of other problems that have been encountered by police and...
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Confederate statues in the U.S. Capitol need to be removed. The California Democrats saying that some of the figures committed treason against the United States, and she said most of them were white supremacists.
Statues in the Capitol, I don't know, because that will be up to the makers of the motion to suggest how they would like to proceed. But these names have to go from these bases. And these statues have to go from the Capitol.
Pelosi says Democrats are eyeing 11 statues for removal. The Republican National Convention is going to be held in Jacksonville, Florida this August, not Charlotte, North Carolina. It's been moved because the governor of North Carolina, a Democrat, Roy Cooper, would not guarantee that it could go forward as planned in Charlotte without coronavirus restrictions. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Band-Aid is launching a new line of bandages that will come in a variety of skin colors. The move coming as a response to the police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis on Memorial Day. Band-Aid says they stand in solidarity with the Black Lives Matter movement and want to help promote racial diversity. A Confederate monument in Virginia is expected to be removed before the morning is over. It's currently in downtown Norfolk where it has stood for years, but it won't be gone for good. They're going to move it to a cemetery to stand near the graves of Confederate soldiers. A Grammy-winning country band is changing its name. Lady Antebellum announcing yesterday it's dropping the last part of its title. It'll simply be known as Lady A. In a statement on Twitter, the group said Antebellum is a word associated with a period of history before the Civil War, which includes slavery. This comes, of course, as cities nationwide have been pushing to remove Confederate monuments, especially after George Floyd's death. Members Hillary Scott, Charles Kelly, and Dave Haywood adding that they are regretful and embarrassed that they did not account for the word's ties sooner. The band also intends to donate to the Equal Justice Initiative. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, sort of an amended version because of a technological item, if that's what we could call it, Victoria. technological insurance. Yes, right, exactly. So the country is going to deal with this, not just us, but all the broadcasters who are doing remote items this weekend will be affected by this. We're trying to reemerge into a society that has stayed at home for 3 months. I'm not sure whether we are more relaxed or less relaxed. There have been basically four phases of this problem with COVID. I call it the Chinese virus because that's what it is. A lot of people have gone through the awareness portion of it. They've accepted things as they are. We're having to accept doing a program in a way that we've actually never done it before because of whatever the problem may be. It could be a Chinese hack. Who knows what it is? I've said often that there is so much technology. What happens on the day that it doesn't work? And we've had these, obviously, Victoria, we've had to deal with these sorts of things before. So we're going to plunge ahead and get as much as we can out of the story list and the people list here. The list from 10 to number 1 includes a discussion, as I said a few minutes ago. I don't know who's talking about immigration reform, but it showed up as number 10 on the Talkers Review. Communications and the technology, that's more a focus on social
media and the things that have been going on. You talked this week a lot on the DJV program about what was going on at Twitter. Do you want to summarize that?
Well, Twitter is they're running a test right now for a new program. It's currently only on Android, so if you're using Twitter on your iPhone, you won't notice anything yet. But they essentially, before you retweet an article, which people do all the time, Twitter wants to ensure that you actually have opened that article and hopefully you've read the article before you just blatantly retweet. And that happens so much on Twitter. People see a headline or they see someone that they know who tweeted something and then they automatically just hit the retweet button. And so Twitter is trying to slow that down and they want people to actually read what they're forwarding along because, as we know, there's so much misinformation, whether it's about the virus or about political things. It's very hard for social media companies to keep up. And Twitter has been trying. I think actually they've made more of an effort than any other social media platform. Facebook, for whatever reason, continues to just keep their head in the sand and they remain just hands off. I think that dates back to Mark Zuckerberg never wanting Facebook to have more social responsibility, even though, you know, it's a social network that he invented. But, Twitter is just, they're trying to just make people read things and make people just take a minute to think about what it is that you're sending out into the Twitter sphere. And who knows? We'll see if it works. They're just, like I said, they're just doing testing now.
So it's interesting how we've all along the way, many people say, I'm getting off of Facebook. It's so negative. It's so terrible. And yet Twitter, when you study it, is much more negative. And because of the quick response, it seems to have more impact.
You know, I think you could make the argument either way on that. Facebook, I got off of Facebook a year and a half ago now. And because I think with Facebook, as you scroll through your newsfeed, it's easier to get stuck on a post in Facebook and then with the comments, and because the comments are directly at you. With Twitter, I think part of the problem is it's very easy to just scroll through the feed quickly and just retweet anything that you see that you like as you go. If you want to get into it with somebody on Twitter, then that certainly is a possibility and happens all the time. I feel like if you don't want confrontation, it's pretty easy to just sort of skim over stuff on Twitter. With Facebook, it's more personal. Because it's actually people that you know. And so you can make the argument either way, but I find still, and I think studies have shown this as well, the quote unquote friendliest social media platform, it remains with Instagram. And so, Instagram can certainly, you know, get heated and people can post whatever they want. But for some reason, it just seems to be, people don't have the level of anxiety with Instagram as they do with Facebook as number one and Twitter's probably number two.
All right. Number eight on the countdown list, the story list, is a focus on the psychology of what's going on. We've pulled ourselves out of what our normal routine has been. And now the new normal, we're sort of inching back toward normalcy, whatever that may be. I don't feel my life is normal or no, scratch that. I don't feel like my life is as it was before. I don't know whether I feel like it's normal. It's okay. I do my normal routine. We're on the air in the morning. I do my radio stuff. I work on the farm. I don't have the ability to go see my children. Or I don't feel comfortable going to see my children or my grandson. So that's abnormal. Wearing a mask everywhere is abnormal. Social distancing is abnormal. But yet in 6 months from now, when we are, I think, still doing this, will it seem a comfort for us to wear a mask or to stand in line at the supermarket 6 feet away from the person in front of you instead of pushing your cart into the butt of the woman who's in front of you in the line?
Right.
Psychologically, that's number eight on the countdown. There is a huge disconnect for most people who are used to, you know, we're all creatures of habit. So are we going to change? We'll have to change our habits in order to survive. I think that's the only way to look at it. And, you know, that sort of keeps it on the positive side of things, doesn't it? If you're okay, you got to be accepting of the change. It is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, they say, I think it takes 28 days to break a habit. I think it takes, I personally think it's a little bit longer than that. But now that people are, like you said, we're 3 months into this, and I think now people have just figured out whether it's a mundane thing, like not going to Starbucks anymore and making coffee at home, or cooking at home a lot more and being less reliant on restaurant food. How you communicate with your coworkers, not getting dressed up for work every day. Some people not showering every day. I mean, every single thing has changed, every aspect. Even like I always worked from home, you always worked from home, so that's not different for us. But now my husband is home full time, and luckily that has not affected us in a negative way. That's actually probably been a nice thing to, you know, a side effect of all of this.
Translation, Victoria is not going to divorce court. That's the translation.
No, but thankfully, but you know how many people are? It's the news, you know, recently broke that Kelly Clarkson has filed for divorce after 7 years. They've been in quarantine. She and her husband and their two kids have been in quarantine on their ranch in Montana. And clearly something just went wrong, because only in April, I think it was, she had him on her talk show before everything, you know, went dark, and they seemed to have a very loving, fun relationship. And obviously quarantining over the last 2 months after that has been detrimental, and she filed for divorce. So,
yeah, yeah.
And we hear the divorce filings are just way up. And
way
so
up.
It's, you know,
yeah,
it, way up. Not a, you know, not all relationships, I guess, are, you know, are built to be around, you know, be in
built
the company
last.
Of your spouse,
yeah.
24/7.
Yeah. Number 7 on the list this week is a focus on education, or the lack thereof, or what we're doing in the new normal, educating at home. Supposedly, I'm looking at my own situation here in Framingham, Mass, where I live. There were 3,400 iPads purchased by the community. You and, well, you're not a taxpayer here, but I am, and others who are looking at where we're spending our money. And now because the school year is coming to a close, the school department is trying to recollect, if you will. They want their iPads back again. And some of them are coming back and some of them aren't. I don't know. I forgot what an iPad costs, but it's about $1,000, I think. Isn't it? Under the circumstances.
No, they're cheaper than that. But but still, you know, if it's school property, it's school property. So,
right.
You know,
so, and the budget, because of the circumstances we find ourselves in, people aren't able to pay their taxes, real estate taxes, whatever. I mean, I know many people in my circle who have put off paying, filing, and so when budgets are being done, whether it's the national budget, look at the hole this has created for spending on the national level. We've spent $3 trillion so far to help ourselves out. So what does that mean? How is that going to, what's the picture look like here as we go forward? Well, the trickle-down effect is that the federal government gives aid and comfort, if you will, dollars to the states. So that's going to be cut back 30-40%. And the states likewise give aid and comfort to local municipalities. And I know in Massachusetts so far, we're told that the collections are down $8 billion. That's in one state. So that is going to cut local aid to as much as 40%. And so that means, okay, you look at the budget for towns and cities. That process is going on because most of the fiscal year starts with most government stuff in the first of July. So the budgets are being worked out now. And I know in my community, again, there are budget cuts in some departments like education, down 4%, 5%, 6%. Police department, they cut out $200,000, so you can't buy any new cars. Well, I don't see that as a problem because they have 80 cars in a police department that only has 118 people in it. Nobody, you know, we're finding out things about how government runs through this process that is also pretty important as well. I don't know what it's like in your area if you pay attention to that stuff. I do here.
Well, on the flip side of that, we're also finding out with the education process, we're also finding out that, and this is something that I think absolutely needs to change. If we want to talk about systemic racism in education, it's from day one of where you go to school. And I do not think that public schools should be funded by property taxes, because automatically, if you live in a wealthy area, you've got more money and more resources pumped into your school. So your kids are automatically having a huge head start to inner city kids or lower income areas that just don't have the funding to send to their school. And so those kids, you could have two of the exact same kids with the exact same, IQ, and they're going to have such incredibly different experiences in school. And if you don't change that from the actual system and institution, then you can't talk later on about trying to, police reform and community reform, whatever. If you don't start right with the schools and level that playing field, where can we ever go as a society? It's just we've been band-aiding this situation for like 100 years. It's just nuts.
Yeah, it is nuts. The whole situation, the whole way of funding. So if you don't want real estate taxes used to fund education, what do you think is the answer? How do we fund education?
Well, I think every public school should get the same amount of funding. It just shouldn't depend on town by town. I know in LA, I've been reading a lot about the LA Unified School District, mostly in part thanks to your daughter-in-law, who's been very active and informative. And it's really interesting how the schools are funded out there. And I think across the country, we need to have, I know Betsy DeVos, I think she's a disaster in the education realm, but charter schools are, it's so statistically proven. I know that's her big thing, but that's statistically proven to just be a disaster for kids of color. But I think that we need a systemic change. If we want to talk about police reform, education reform is essential.
Yeah, and that will go, that trickles down as well, or trickles up one way or another. All right, the other, we know about China, what's going on. I mean, that's certainly is no summary to our relationship problems with China. It's the hole's deepening as far as I can see. We're trying to open things up in America. I'm not sure how that's, again, we're talking about the new normal of wearing masks and distancing and that sort of stuff. Are we going to be able to have movie theaters open, that sort of thing? Restaurants are opening now outside. You're going to have some tables in the parking lot, that sort of stuff, or on the street. That's dealing with, and it's helping.
And indoor dining is starting in some places, too.
Yeah, right. But the economy is affected.
I don't know that I'd feel comfortable with that yet.
No, I don't either, frankly.
Yeah.
No, not at all. All right, so an overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of the research done by Talkers Magazine. Doug Steffen and Victoria Keelan here.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime.
When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
The focus on automobiles. I'm just laughing to myself because this whole thing is an amazing experience trying to deal with technology. And as you can tell by listening to my voice, there is a difference in the presentation. Normally, because we have the digital world about us, we all are in studios and we sound normally like we are in studios. That's what digitization does. To radio and television, makes us all sound like we are very present. You're having a conversation with us and we're in your ear. In this circumstance, we are not able to do that. So we're trying to patch things together. It's a patchwork quilt. So finding Nick Miles hasn't been easy, but we have found him. And so we'll take a stab at getting, this is an amazing, it just is. The world is so amazing right now. And I guess I'm going to, from the point of view of, you being the auto expert, by the way, his website, rautoexpert.com, is something that you should visit if you're contemplating buying a new car. That's where you go to look around at what Nick's experience has been. And so the problems that we're having with technology right now, and this is a national problem, not just with my program, but anybody who's doing remote stuff, brings me around to thinking about all the technology in cars today and how we seem to be ramping it up. We're doing more and more and more. And I'm thinking someday there's going to be, everything's just going to stop, including car. Everything will just not operate. Are we in danger of that? How close are we with some of these new cars? Are you going to list of new cars that are being revealed this year? And one wonders how much technology is there in each one of these, and could it be that it just stuff just stops?
I think you're probably onto something there, Doug. My friend Anton Woolman, who is an independent analyst and investor and writes for Seeking Alpha, the big website, says that he thinks the number one selling car in about 10 years' time will have zero electronics in it because people are sort of tired. And all these car companies are hiring specialists in programming to make sure your car can't actually get hacked. So it is a concern, but some of us love the old the old vehicles. Just radio is about as exciting as it gets as technology goes.
Well, so I'm looking at a list of cars that are coming back into the marketplace. One of them that's being revealed is the new Ford Bronco. One has not to look too far back. As a matter of fact, I think Lady Gaga drives an old Bronco, and that's one of the cars and trucks that you open up the hood. I used to have an old Chevy pickup truck. You pick up the hood, and you can actually see the ground when you open up the hood.
Right.
That means there's a lack of. And the old Jeep Wagoneer, I had five or six of those in the day.
Yeah.
Wondering, you know, what that's going to look like when it comes back. What do you think of all the new cars that you see are coming out this year? Which one's going to be the simplest and easiest to maintain?
I think you're way out of luck, my friend, if you're looking for a new car that's simple and easy to maintain. By the way, as long as you can see the ground through the hood, that's fine. If you can see it from the inside, you've got a real problem going on there.
I got a few old trucks on the farm that are like that.
Right?
Yes. I got those,
I used to have an old. I used to have an old MGB GT, and they would be able to see the road from the driver's floor, which was always worrying.
Well, the joke was you used your feet to stop the car. That was always the joke about those. Yeah. All right. So anyway, in terms of these new cars that are coming out, what's the expectation?
They're all going to be highly electrified. Lots of gadgets and buttons and things. I mean, that's what people tend to want in their new vehicles. You know, as Americans, we like our fast food. We like things immediately. We like it now. Boom, go. We don't think about what the deal is in 10 years' time or when things start to go wrong, unfortunately. And electronics they do go wrong sometimes. But overall, there isn't that many problems with electronics in vehicles. By the way, the Bronco, probably on July 10th, is going to be the unveiling.
Right.
I'm going to be in Detroit for that. That's going to be the most anticipated car of the year. And Jeep, the president of Jeep already called me that he's a little concerned about that because they think it's going directly after the heart of the Wrangler.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, what about, talking about problems with technology, Honda's had a huge problem with some kind of cyber attack. How's it affecting people who drive Hondas?
I'm not sure that you'll notice as a Honda owner or driver whether there was the cyber attack was really on their mainframe. We think it's in Japan. I think the funniest thing about this is if you read this from Honda, you can read a whole press release and get absolutely no information from it. They've done a marvelous job about not telling you anything that went on apart from they had an attack and they're okay. So thanks, Honda, for being okay.
Yeah, thanks, Honda. Like, we really care whether they're okay or not. I guess some people do if they have Hondas. Nick,
bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.